This is Tell Your Truth, the podcast where we stop sugarcoating, stop hiding, and start owning the role we play in creating our own lives. I am Shamika Brown Upshaw, Emmy Award-winning Business Operations and Program Management Director, turned Spiritual Mindset and Business Coach, and founder of Spark Life Coaching and Business Planning. And let me say this up front, your truth isn't just in what you say. It's in the results you're producing, the energy you're carrying, and the reality you're living. It's in the money you make or don't, the relationships you build up or burn down, and the risk you take or talk yourself out of. You see, your life is proof of what you believe, whether you admit it or not. Your results, they do not lie. They are the receipts of your mindset, your habits, and your choices. And if you keep ignoring the truth in front of you, you will keep rewriting the same chapter instead of turning the page. So if you're tired of spinning your wheels, tired of saying you want more but never making a move, tired of playing small when you know you're meant for more, welcome home. Every week, we're going beyond the surface, calling out the lies we tell ourselves, releasing the patterns that no longer serve us, and shifting you into alignment with the life you actually want to live. Because the truth will set you free, but only if you stop running from it. This is Tell Your Truth. Welcome back to Tell Your Truth, the podcast where we stop sugarcoating, stop hiding, and start owning the role we play in creating our own lives. Now, if you're ready to stop letting fear keep you from the life you say you want, then you're exactly where you need to be. Because today, we're calling out the biggest blocker of them all, fear. But before we dive in, I want to introduce something new. Our episode sponsor, Head Game Wraps. And y'all, these aren't just any head wraps. They're a stylish, practical, and easy way to stay polished and presentable no matter what's going on underneath it. Head Game Wraps are made for women or men who are building, leading, and handling life. Whether it's a big moment, an off day, or anything in between, your Head Game Wrap ensures you look put together and styled even when your schedule and your hair have other plans. They're crafted from high quality stretch fabric with a 1-inch wide front band and elastic opening. They're perfect for styling locks or braids in a sleek ponytail, a high bun, or a layered look. With two sizes available, you have the fitted for a sleek professional look and long for that extra wrap appeal. Head Game Wraps help you look as intentional on the outside as the work you're doing within. Because in order to change anything about your life, you have to get your head in the game first. Grab yours today at headgamewraps.etsy.com. You can find the link in the show notes. Just scroll down and check it out after the episode. Okay. Why does this episode matter? Let's get real honest. Fear runs the show for way too many of us, y'all. You've got the vision, the plans, the goals, maybe even the blueprint. But fear keeps pulling you back. It's fear of failure, or fear of judgment, or even fear of success. And it doesn't always scream. It whispers. It shows up as, not now, maybe later. Oh, who do you think you are? But here's the truth. Fear will always be present. That's human, but it has no voice unless you hand it the mic. And too many of us, we've been handing it the mic, the stage, and the whole darn spotlight. And then we're wondering, why are we stuck on repeat? So today, we're digging into this. We're digging into how fear disguises itself in your life so you can finally recognize the mask. How to stop giving it authority over your decisions and practical strategies to move forward despite fear, so it no longer runs your life, your business, or your purpose. Because your next level is not waiting for the fear to disappear. It's waiting for you to decide fear doesn't get to drive. Let's talk about fear. And again, not the loud, obvious kind. Not the panic attacks or cold sweats or full-on meltdowns. No, I'm talking about the quiet kind. The kind that looks like wisdom, but it's really avoidance. The kind that whispers, be smart, when it really means stay small. See, fear at its root is a survival response. It's your brain's way of saying, danger, danger ahead, even when the danger is just visibility, vulnerability, or change. So it's not always about physical safety. It's often about emotional risk. And if fear has been loud in your life lately, I need you to hear me and hear me now. You are not broken. There is nothing wrong with you. Your nervous system is doing exactly what it was designed to do, to protect you. You've been surviving the best way you knew how, and for a lot of us, that meant playing it safe, shrinking, performing, delaying the dream because it felt like too much to carry. So if you've been stuck, if you've been second guessing, if you've been afraid to take the leap, this episode is not about shame. It's about compassion and clarity. We're not judging the fear. We're just not letting it lead anymore. Because fear, it often disguises itself as logic, responsibility, or control. Let me show you what I mean. But make no mistake, if it's keeping you stuck, it's fear, just in disguise. Number one is procrastination. I'll start when I'm ready. So you tell yourself you're waiting for the right time, the right opportunity, the right sign. But deep down, you're stalling because you're afraid of failing, or worse, afraid of succeeding and what that responsibility might mean. Waiting won't bring clarity. Only action does. Number two, perfectionism. It's not perfect yet, so I'll wait. Perfectionism isn't a high standard. It's a fear of being judged. You think if you tweak it just a little more, or if you prepare a little longer, you'll be safe from criticism or failure. But the truth, nothing will ever be perfect. And while you're busy perfecting, someone else is out there making moves. Number three, overthinking. What if I make the wrong decision? So you analyze, plan, and run scenarios over and over again, but never actually move. Overthinking is fear pretending to be strategy. It convinces you that you're being smart when really you're just avoiding risk. And avoiding risk, that's just another way of avoiding growth. Number four, comparison. She's already doing it better, so why should I try? And you scroll, you watch, you compare, and then you shrink. Comparison tells you that because someone else is winning, your success is less likely. But someone else's success is proof that it's possible, not that it's off limits to you. And five, excuses disguised as logic. I don't have the time, the money, the resources. Fear will always give you a reasonable excuse to stay where you are. But listen, there will never be a perfect time. You will never feel 100% ready. The difference between those who make it happen and those who don't, the ones who succeed move despite the fear. See, fear plays dress up to keep you comfortable, but comfort is where dreams go to die. You've got to recognize the disguise if you're going to strip it of its power. If you don't see it for what it really is, you'll keep calling it wisdom, timing, strategy, and you'll miss the life that's waiting on the other side of your fear. Up next, I'm going to walk you through what fear is really trying to do and how to move through it with power instead of paralysis. Here's something that changed everything for me. Fear doesn't mean stop. It means pay attention. Your brain is literally wired to protect you. The amygdala, that's the part of your brain responsible for detecting threats. It lights up anytime you face uncertainty. That's its job, to keep you safe. But what the amygdala sees as danger, the prefrontal cortex, your decision maker, has to decide if it's actually true. And that's where your power lies, to control that. Fear shows up at the edges of your comfort zone. It's not always a red light. It's often just a sign that you're stepping into unfamiliar territory. And unfamiliar, that's where growth lives. So instead of running from fear, get curious about it. Ask yourself a few questions. The first one you can ask yourself is, what is fear trying to protect me from? Fear isn't always the enemy. It's a survival instinct. It wants to keep you safe from rejection, failure, embarrassment, or even the discomfort of stepping into something bigger. But here's the thing. Safe doesn't mean fulfilled, does it? Safe doesn't mean happy, does it? So is fear truly protecting you, or is it just keeping you stuck? The second question, what would I do if I weren't afraid? Picture it. If fear didn't exist, what move would you make right now? Would you apply for that position? Would you launch the business? Would you end that toxic relationship? You know what I mean. Say yes to the opportunity instead of talking yourself out of it. Your first instinct is usually the answer you already know deep down. Third question, is this fear based on facts or a story I'm telling myself? You see, fear often operates on outdated information. Those limiting beliefs we picked up from childhood, past experiences, or society as a whole. Maybe you were told that making money is hard, or that relationships are supposed to be a struggle, or that people like you don't get to live a certain way. But is that the truth or just a narrative you've been repeating? If it's not a fact, it's time to rewrite the story. Fourth question, what's the worst that could happen and can I handle it? Fear magnifies the worst case scenario. It tells you if you fail, it'll be catastrophic. But when you actually break it down, most worst case scenarios aren't as bad as we make them out to be. So ask yourself this, if the worst happened, could I recover? And 9 times out of 10, the answer is yes. And the fifth question, what's the best that could happen? Fixate on that, because fear fixates on failure. But have you ever asked yourself, what if it actually works? What if I succeed? What if that leap takes me exactly where I need to go? What if the risk pays off in ways you can't even imagine? Fear doesn't account for that possibility, but you can. Fear will always show up when you're leveling up. And here's the truth. You don't have to listen to it. You don't have to let it lead. Instead of running from it, use it. Let it show you where you're being called to grow. Now pause here if you need to. Go back, revisit the questions, sit with them, because this is the inner work. And if you're a woman of faith, then let's be real clear about this. God didn't give us a spirit of fear. You see, 2 Timothy 1:7 says, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." So when fear rises up, and it's not a genuine threat to your life, that's not from God. That's not divine guidance. That's the inner critic, the programming. And how the old folks used to say it, that's the enemy trying to distract you from your assignment. Now let that be your grounding. Remember, courage isn't the absence of fear. It's moving despite of. And listen, this isn't just theory for me. It's lived experience. So let me bring you into a moment that almost didn't happen for me because fear nearly had its way. It was a few years into my career, maybe 6 or 7 years out of college. I was doing great work in the credit industry. I was leading a truly solid team of technical associates as an operations manager. We were responsible for all the back-end coding and data processing that created the files that would eventually go out to the telemarketers and direct mail companies, where you would get that phone call or, you know, that piece of mail that said, "You've been pre-approved for a credit card." We were doing those Aspire Visas or Freedom Cards, from what I can recall. And Freedom Cards were for the Black folks. So if you ever had one of those, that was us. People I still call friends to this day. It was fun. It was safe. It was comfortable. For all intents and purposes, I had built my lane and I was staying right there in it. But then Turner Broadcasting called. And now, y'all, my first impression of Turner was that it was different from any other job I had ever had. It had this college campus vibe. It was wide open, creative, fast-paced, jeans and backpacks different. And I remember being a little intimidated, thinking, "I'm not so sure that's for me." I almost talked myself out of it in the very beginning. I told myself, I'm good. I have a good job. I make good money. I'm surrounded by good people. I know what I'm doing. But deep down, that wasn't the full truth. That was fear disguised as comfort, as logic, as being smart. But thankfully, God had already positioned the right people around me, Seen and Andrea, who refused to let me shrink. They were already at Turner and they said, "Just come check it out. At least have the conversation." So I did. We set up the interviews, and after interviewing with what felt like 50 people, by the end of the process, I was offered two roles. One was an internal facing position in the database operations team. It was a leadership position, if I can remember correctly. And the other, it was a client-facing project management role with Sports Illustrated. So I chose what aligned with my strengths: people, service, relationships, leadership. That was my lane. So I said yes to the client-facing role. And y'all, I had no idea that that one yes would shift the entire trajectory of my life. That role took me back and forth to New York initially. Eventually, it allowed me to move there. It opened doors I didn't even know existed. And baby, let me tell you, I lived while I was there. I got to do everything imaginable. I met new friends that I still have to this day. We enjoyed concerts all around the city, museums, meet and greets, dinners. We were always around the rich and famous. You hear me? From SI swimsuit parties, I got to see Derek Jeter and a few others become Sportsman of the Year. I witnessed Cam Newton's NFL draft. You know he graduated from my alma mater, the illustrious Westlake High School. Go Lions. Even witnessed the plane landing in the Hudson River. Y'all remember that? New York was a time. I lived in both Brooklyn and then in Harlem in the same building as the then Governor David Paterson. Even Puffy's, P. Diddy's old manager, lived there. I completed my master's at Fordham Graduate School of Business, and then I met him, my husband. We eventually moved back to Atlanta and built a whole life together. We launched our restaurant, Chef Law's Fish Fry, that we operated for over 11 years. We had our daughter, Brooklyn, now 10, and the joy of my life. We built something real. And all of it was sitting on the other side of a decision I almost didn't make. All of it was predicated on that moment, the moment I almost let fear tell me I wasn't ready. But let me take it one step deeper. That transition, it happened in 2007. And not even a year later, in 2008, we all know what happened. The financial crisis hit. The same industry I had just left, it crashed. Companies collapsed, layoffs swept the country, and I had just made the move just in time. You see, when you move in faith and not fear, you don't just step into alignment. You step into protection and positioning for what's next in your life. So I say this to you straight from Live Truth. Fear will always whisper, not yet, right at the door of your next chapter. But ready isn't a feeling, it's a decision. And when you decide to move, even with fear in the room, that's when your life starts expanding in ways you couldn't imagine. So if you're standing in a moment like that right now, wondering if you're asking for too much or playing small because it feels safe, if you're thinking, I don't know if I'm ready, or what if it fails, let me tell you something. You have no idea what's waiting for you on the other side of your yes. But I promise you this, your future is worth finding out. So let this be your reminder. Your next chapter might be hiding behind the thing that scares you the most. So don't let fear steal the pen. Okay, so maybe now you're starting to see it, how fear has shaped some of the choices you've made and the ones you've been avoiding. Maybe you're realizing that comfort has been calling the shots, and now you're ready to do something about it. That's where the shift actually happens. Awareness is powerful, but it's not enough, because if you want different, you got to move differently. So let's talk about how. Let's talk solutions. Here's how to push past fear and step into your power. Number one, let's do a fear setting visualization to see what's really at stake. Let's close your eyes and take a deep breath in through the nose, out through the mouth. Now, I want you to fast forward 1 year from today, one full year where fear is still in control. You've made no bold moves, no changes. Every time an opportunity came up, fear whispered, not yet, and you listened. What does your life look like? Are you still stuck in the same job, the same patterns, the same cycles? How does it feel to know you let another full year slip by, waiting, hesitating, playing it safe? Woo. Okay, now let's shift it. Let's imagine the alternative. Imagine that today you decided fear wasn't the boss anymore. That every time doubt crept in, you did the thing anyway. You bet on yourself. You applied. You launched. You said yes. You stepped up. 1 year later, where are you now? What doors have opened? What success have you created? And how does that feel? Let that vision pull you forward, because that life is waiting for you to choose it. Number two, let's do gratitude as a fear breaker so we can shift your energy. You see, fear thrives in scarcity. It tells you there's not enough. Not enough time, not enough resources, not enough certainty. But gratitude reminds you of everything you already have. And here's the thing, fear and gratitude can't exist in the same space. You can't be in a state of fear and a state of appreciation at the same time. And it's not just in your head, it's in your body too. Your nervous system feels that scarcity, it contracts. It holds back. But when you shift into gratitude, your body opens up, literally. Your breath deepens, your mind calms, and your brain starts looking for solutions instead of threats. So let's disrupt fear right now. Write down 3 things you're grateful for, things that make you feel supported, capable, and empowered. Maybe it's your resilience. Maybe it's your family, the people who believe in you, or the small wins you've already had. Can you feel that shift? That's you stepping out of fear and into abundance. And 3, let's do a bold action challenge, because fear loses when you move. Fear loves to keep you stuck in thinking mode, but the second you take action, fear loses its grip. You don't have to feel fearless to move. You just have to move. Here's the challenge. Pick one thing you've been avoiding because of fear, something you know would push you forward. Having the conversation, applying for that job, raising your prices, showing up more boldly in your business. Now take a small but undeniable step toward it today. Not tomorrow, today. So send the email, make the call, post the thing. Put yourself in motion, because fear only wins when you stand still. But when you move, you take your power back. Now, we've called fear out. We've exposed the disguises. We challenged the lies, and we visualized what's possible when you stop letting it lead. Now, it's your turn, because everything we've unpacked means nothing if it just stays in your head. Insight without action is just inspiration on pause. So if fear's been leading your decisions, it's time to shift that. So let's get to work. Here's what I want you to reflect on this week. 1, call fear by its name. What's the fear? What's the actual fear that's been keeping you stuck? Is it fear of failure? Fear of judgment, fear of success? Write it down. The truth is, most people don't even realize how much fear has been making their decisions for them. But once you see it, you can't unsee it. And that's when you can break free. 2, look at the alternative. If fear wasn't running your life, what would you be doing differently? Would you be showing up bolder? Would you be making moves? Finally, betting on yourself. Take 5 minutes to visualize the version of you who isn't waiting, who is already stepping into her power. And lastly, ask yourself this. What's the first move you'd make if you weren't afraid? Now, the answer to that question, that's your next step. But listen, if this is where you get stuck, if fear keeps pulling you back before you can even take that first step, this is exactly what we work through in a Soul Goals Clarity Call. So if you're done letting fear have the final say, if you're ready to break this cycle for real, let's talk. Book your complimentary Soul Goals Clarity Call and let's cut through the noise. Let's finally uncover what's really holding you back and create a plan that moves you forward. This is your moment. Fear has had enough control. Now it's your turn to take the lead. Now, before we wrap, let me leave you with something to shift your energy right now. Because the words you speak shape the life you live. So say this affirmation with me. I see the fear. I feel the fear. But I will not follow the fear. My next level requires courage, because I refuse to let comfort kill my calling. Write it down, say it out loud, speak life over yourself, but more importantly, live like it's already true. Because the power you're looking for, it's already in you. And guess what? You've been the answer all along. If today's episode lit something up in you, subscribe so you never miss another one. And don't keep this to yourself. Share it with a friend who's letting fear lead more than she'd like to admit. Remind her, fear doesn't run this show anymore. And hey, Don't forget to check out Head Game Wraps at headgamewraps.etsy.com, because the first step in leveling up is getting your head in the game. And if you're listening right now and thinking, I know God has more for me, I just don't know how to move toward it. Or maybe you've been saying, I'm tired of shrinking, I just want to show up fully and do what I was created to do. Then it's time we talk. Book your complimentary Soul Goals Clarity call and let's get clear on what's been holding you back, what you truly want, and what it will take to move you forward. Because this call, it might just be your answer. Both links are in the show notes, so after this, you can take the next step. This is Tell Your Truth. Own your truth, claim your power, live your freedom. See you next time when we move from calling out fear to breaking the cycles that keep you stuck. Because the next episode, it's all about how to stop running the same tired patterns and finally break free. See you on the next episode.